Four patches are sitting unapplied in your environment right now. An attacker spent the weekend turning three of them into active intrusions. Oracle E-Business Suite is the lead. A critical unauthenticated takeover flaw in Oracle payments went live over the weekend. Honeypots caught real attack traffic on June 27 and 28. No public exploit code exists, which means whoever is doing this built private tooling. The Mace ESPU patch has been available for over a month. Apply it today and audit your logs for post requests to the payments file transmission endpoint. The last time Oracle EBS got this kind of attention, KeyOep used it as a ransomware entry point. The uncomfortable bit is that Shiny Hunters is running a parallel campaign through PeopleSoft. Nissan just confirmed employee data, personal, financial, tax, and national ID records across four countries was stolen through the same class of missing authentication flaw. Higher education and insurance have already been hit. If you run PeopleSoft and skip the June CSPU, assume you're on the target list. The playbook is exfiltrate first, extort second. APT28, Russia's GRU unit, reverse-engineered Microsoft's January Office patch and is now hitting organizations that never applied it. Spear phishing with malicious documents is the delivery method. If anyone in your org is still on Office 2016 or 2019 without that January update, they are inside an active GRU campaign. Finally, Simple Help CISA deadline is Thursday. An authentication bypass is being used to drop Gin Stealer, a cross-platform InfoStealer hunting cloud, and AI credentials. Clock expires July 24T. Do these three things: patch Oracle EBS and PeopleSoft today, push the Office January update to every endpoint still missing it, and pull Simple Help exposure before Thursday.